sound of the city.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10am with Adrian Kennedy.
Jeremy, you had a baby a couple of years ago. Did you buy your wife a push present?
This has been a bone of contention in our house for the last few years because my wife hasn't stopped going on about it. Our baby is now 4. Mm. So you would think 4 years later that my wife would be over the fact that she didn't get a push present. So let me rewind back. 4 years ago, my wife gave birth.
Okay. Yep.
And it wasn't the easiest of labours or pregnancies because the first never is. And she did, like all women, she did great work. You know, she gave birth to the baby and all that. And after about 2 months of the baby being born, she turned around to me and said, "So where's my push present?" And I said, "You what?" So I got onto Google straight away. What's push present? And realised that this is a huge thing. It's a present that you give to your partner who has just given birth. And there's actually, we've done a bit of research on this, there's actually jewellers all around Dublin that specialise in gifts for push presents. So anyway, I said to my wife, "Listen, I never heard of a push present." I would imagine most men didn't.
Well, I certainly didn't, no.
Well, you're not on the radar for that anymore.
No, but I
no, it wasn't.
I'm usually quite intelligent about things. I'd never heard of it.
But it wasn't a thing when your kids were born 20 years ago. Now it is. Women, a lot of women are actually expecting. That's the word, expectation. To the point that a lot of websites now have lists. Now, I know you have a list, Adrian, you're going to give us of the presents that women actually want as a push present. It's bizarre. But anyway, 4 years later, my wife only brought this up again last week. You know why? Because Prince Harry, the git, went into the news last week and said that he's out buying Meghan a push present. And that reignited the row in my house. My wife turned around and said, "Harry is buying Meghan a push present. Where's my push present?"
Okay, I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. Ladies and gentlemen, did he buy you a push present? If you're a bloke, did you buy a push present? Do you even know what it is? Let me find out a little bit more about this whole trend of push presents. I'm joined on the line by Laura Erskine from Mummy Pages, who is about to have a baby herself. Laura, until yesterday, I had no idea what a push present was. Explain it to me, please.
A push present is a gift that is given by a partner to his fiance, his girlfriend, his wife, after giving birth. And this is, I suppose, a recognition of really all of the work that she has had to do in carry the baby for 40 weeks and then essentially push that baby out, because it's quite a big deal. And I guess the partners, really, they stand and they cheer and they encourage from the sidelines. But once the initial conception takes place, they don't really have a whole lot to do with the making of a baby. And really, all of that falls to their partner, of which there are some very unpleasant pregnancy symptoms. And then they've got the really big job of giving birth to the baby. So I suppose it's a recognition of how much they admire, respect and love their partner for producing a beautiful baby for them.
Okay, now I know an awful lot of men listening to us right now have never heard of a push present. Now they have, and if their other half is pregnant, they've no excuse. So what sorts of things make a good push present?
Well, traditionally it's jewellery in some shape or form, and that's certainly what has happened over the years, and definitely amongst celebrity circles. It would usually be something like a token ring. It may have diamonds or some sort of semi-precious stones included in the ring, and it's something that you usually wear on the hands that you don't have your engagement ring or wedding ring if you're married. And I mean, there are lots of other things as well. We've seen beautiful bracelets and necklaces. Sometimes they have maybe an initial or a symbol or something to do with the baby's name, or maybe if it's their second or third baby, they might have bought a necklace and are buying an additional pendant to go on the necklace to mark that particular birth of the baby. But there are lots of other things that It doesn't have to be jewellery. If your listeners are sort of scratching their heads thinking, my goodness, we've just spent a fortune on preparing for this baby's arrival, the last thing I can afford now is jewellery. It could be something like a weekend away, a spa treatment, something just for mum, something for mum to enjoy. And it doesn't have to be presented to the partner in the hospital either. You've got time to get it in the months after you have welcomed your baby into the world. But it is a really nice token just to show how much you love and respect and are in awe of usually of your partner after all they've been through giving birth.
Okay, so this is a timely warning to men that if the woman in your life is having your baby, you need to say thank you and give her a little gift in terms of what's now, I'd never heard the expression before, a push present. Don't forget to get one.
Exactly. I think even mentioning it to your partner in terms of either in the run-up to giving birth or in the weeks afterwards, saying that that you plan on getting them something. It's nice to acknowledge it and let them know that it's coming. Your partner will certainly appreciate it, even if you're saving up for it. But it could be, I know that friends of mine have recently talked about getting designer handbags as push presents, that they no longer want to use a baby changing bag and that they'd much rather get a designer handbag because a handbag, it'll fit you no matter what. And I think that's the same idea with jewellery, that it'll fit you no matter what size you are, whether you go on to have subsequent pregnancies, whether you're still carrying a little bit of weight after the pregnancy, but something that's just for mum, and even taking them away for a weekend is a lovely idea too.
Finally, Laura, I'm fascinated having this conversation with you because you yourself are 40 weeks pregnant and are going to be having your baby this week, come hell or high water. Are you expecting a push present?
Gosh, you've really put me on the spot now. Well, this is it, you see, because it's an expensive business. And we moved house recently. So I know that the cash in the bank is not there. I guess, yes, to put it bluntly, yes, I will expect some sort of a push present. I won't be expecting diamonds, but something, a little token, a little gesture or a symbol of his acknowledgement and appreciation of all that I have gone through these last 40 weeks and will be going through on Friday when I give birth in Hollow Street. Yes, I think it's. We have discussed it. He hadn't heard of it, believe it or not.
Like most men, I can tell you. Like most men, so
we have discussed it. He is forewarned, and yes. At some stage over the coming weeks, I imagine that a little gift will arrive.
No pressure on him at all. All right, but look, I appreciate you talking to us, Laura Erskine from Money Pages, and the very best of luck with the birth of your baby this week.
Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Now, okay, push presents. Nobody's ever heard of them except the odd woman. But lads, they do know about it now. They are talking about it and they do expect a push present.
And you can blame 98FM and Dublin Talks when your wife or your partner turns around after giving birth and says, well, they discussed it on 98FM, so I want one. No, it's celebrities that are the problem, Adrian. Celebrities. This all started with celebrities. And people like Kylie Jenner, when she gave birth a year ago, her fella, who's a multimillionaire, by the way, I think he bought her a brand new car or something like that. It's ridiculous.
Kira, you're on 98FM. Hi, Kira.
How's it going?
Now, Kira, I can hear you have babbies in the background.
Yes.
Did you get any push presents?
I got a bunch of flowers.
Oh, you got a bunch of flowers?
Yeah, that's enough.
Now, how many children have you given birth to?
Two.
Oh, you should have a garage full of free new cars, then. What
do you make of this new craze of giving your missus a push present?
It's ridiculous. Why?
You die.
No, why?
Oh, why?
Why give a present? Well, at the end of the day, you've had a baby.
Well, here's what my wife says about the whole thing. And she is a big... and she's not a materialistic person or anything like that. It's not as if she wants loads of things. But she says it's a nice token for a man to give a woman because of what a woman has gone through. Now, I've never gone through... I have gone through childbirth. I once had a machine hooked up to me. And I know how horrific... What are you laughing at? I have. I've had a baby.
It's not the same.
Well, it actually is.
Yeah, it's not the same. Actually,
so I know what it's like to have contractions for an hour. And what I'm trying to say is don't belittle yourself. You've been through a lot and you've gone through it twice. You deserve a little token.
Yeah, but
She got a bunch of flowers and she was happy enough with that.
Yeah, right? I got a bunch of flowers. My husband is a very hands-on father.
So you think this is a ridiculous craze of women now expecting a decent gift as a thank you for giving birth?
Yes, it's become a thing now to get a present for having a baby.
Are the flowers still alive?
Obviously not.
No, so the flowers are gone. She has nothing to show.
She has her babies.
I have my children.
I mean, as a token of appreciation.
Yeah, the children are. All right, you've never heard anything so ridiculous in all your life?
No, it's stupid.
Now, Michael, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Michael?
How are you?
Michael, have you children?
One.
You've one, okay.
Yeah.
And how old is your one?
She's nearly three.
Nearly three. And 3 years ago, did you buy your partner a push present?
No.
Shame on you.
Well, my baby was a C-section, so my girlfriend didn't have to push.
Okay, you're splitting hairs here.
No, he's right.
Yeah, but I think Kylie Jenner's was a C-section as well. By the way, the present, Adrian, that Kylie Jenner's, the father of her child, gave her for giving birth, yeah? And I think it was a C-section, was a brand new black Ferrari car.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Now, Michael, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, get right on it straight away. But okay, so you didn't buy a present. We're splitting hairs over the fact that she didn't actually push, that she had a C-section. But what do you think of this craze now that men are expected to buy their partners a push present?
Your last caller there said that men don't do an awful lot after. But during the pregnancy. But my girlfriend didn't end up with stretch marks because of all the work I put in.
Oh, really?
With cream. Oh, yeah, with creams and oils and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
So you were very hands-on.
Yeah. I did, literally, rubbing
the cream in.
Yeah, I did this to her, so I made sure that when the baby was born, she gets back to her original figure.
Again, you're setting the bar too high for the rest of us men. I'm not going to be rubbing boy a while into my missus when she's pregnant again.
I didn't have a choice.
Oh, why could she not rub it in herself?
No, it's not her job to rub it in. She has to carry the baby.
So okay. you sat there every day rubbing by a while onto her bump.
Fair play.
Yeah. Made sure she focused on growing a penis. Make sure that baby has a penis. That's all she has to do.
I don't think boy a while helps.
I don't myself. But anyway,
it didn't. I had a baby girl.
Then that didn't work. So this idea of women now expecting a push present, what do you think of that?
It's another just scam, isn't it, by jewellers and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Just buying presents, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, it's all the same, it's all Hallmark days.
So you won't be buying your missus a present on Valentine's Day?
No, I will.
Well, there you go.
But it's a scam, you know what I mean?
Well, sure, if it's a scam, don't do it then.
But if it's a scam, that's worth it.
Oh, I hate these people who say Valentine's Day is all, it's all about Hallmark, it's a scam, and then they go out and buy presents anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Brenda, your sister actually did get a push present.
Yeah, she got a Dunn's voucher.
Sorry, what's wrong with that, Adrian?
No, nothing. It depends.
There's no Dunn's in our area. So she hit the roof.
So a Dunn's voucher for how much?
€30.
I mean, in fairness, what are you going to buy for €30?
Well, you would buy
a couple of baby grows.
The best part was that he actually did it when she was in labour, and she had a really, really bad labour, so she was like a demon. She's like a demon in general, but when she was in labour, she was an extra demon. So we decided to pull out the push present to try and make her feel better, and she just started screaming about how there's no Dunn's in their area. It's only a Tesco.
So hang on, let me just paint this picture. She's in the throes of labour. It's a hard, difficult labour. And he, as a way of making her feel better, produces a €30 Dunn's voucher as a way of saying thanks.
That's exactly what he did.
Now, I'm fascinated by the fact that there's no Dunn's, because I thought there was a Dunn's in every part of Ireland.
She lives in Bettystown. There's no Dunn's in Bettystown.
Yeah,
the nearest one
all they have is a big Tesco, and that's where she was raised, and all they have is Tesco.
Yeah, the nearest one is Drogheda, I think, isn't it? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so a €30 voucher for Dunn's as a push present.
Yeah.
I think I'd sooner receive nothing. No disrespect to Dunn's and all that.
So we used to get Christmas...
not for 30 quid.
Why about some of
30
quid?
Yeah, I'd get more for Christmas on a voucher than I would.
You would?
Oh,
I mean, 30 quid.
Well, stay tuned because, Brenda, we're gonna give you a list of the top five push presents. And these aren't Ferraris, by the way. These are push presents, Adrian, for normal people. I have them here, the top five presents. In fact, I'll give them to you, okay?
Yep.
So number one is a spa day.
Okay, as a push present,
what would that set you back?
A couple of hundred.
Okay. Jewellery with the baby's name on it.
Oh, a little bracelet, yeah. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, just you better hope your baby doesn't have a double barrel name or that's big jewellery. You know, if it's Sarah Jane.
That's true, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Bath soaps. That's a bit scabby, isn't it?
It is a little bit,
yeah. Every woman after giving birth, it says here, wants to soak in bath soaps.
Well, they probably do.
So what? Here's a bar of Lux that I got in Tesco's for $1.99.
Okay, bath soaps. What else?
Shopping voucher.
Oh, so her Brenda's brother-in-law or whatever wasn't that bad after all?
No, shopping voucher, like Dunn's.
Yeah, but more than 30 quid in Dunn's.
And there's two more here. A hairdresser voucher. Women always want their hair done after they give birth.
Okay, yeah.
Do
yeah.
they?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
And finally, a takeaway.
A takeaway?
It says no woman wants to cook after she's been just given birth and home from the hospital. A takeaway delivered to the door can be a perfect present. Now, if I got my wife...
A bag of chips.
A bag of chips and sweet and sour chicken after she gave birth, she would have thrown it over my head.
Here, one last call on this. Lorraine, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Lorraine.
Hiya, how are you?
Lorraine, you think this is more American nonsense?
Absolutely. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely. I never heard anything so stupid in my whole life.
Well, the only people that say that are people
presents.
Who didn't get a push present.
I mean, next we'll have conceiving presents. Do you know, like, you'd have to draw the line somewhere. When I had my kids, you had your first child, you got what was called an eternity ring.
But is that not the same thing, though?
No, it's not. You got an eternity ring, you had your engagement ring, your wedding ring, and your eternity ring. And that was the sign that you had children. Like, your engagement ring was you were betrothed to somebody, your wedding ring you were married, and your eternity ring you had children, and that's what you got when you had, well, that was what you were supposed, you usually got when you had your kids years ago. I didn't get mine for a couple of years because you couldn't afford one.
Right.
You bought a house instead, but that's the way it was. I mean, and there was no big deal made about it. If you didn't have it, you didn't get, you know, you didn't get it or you didn't want it or whatever. There was no big thing about that. You did have to get this present. But now everything is just all American. They're following all these programs and this present for that and this, and it's just gone ridiculous.
Okay,
absolutely
so you
ridiculous.
You do you think, like somebody just texted in, only greedy women want a push present?
But that's like saying only a greedy woman wants a Valentine's Day present.
I didn't get any push presents, and I pushed for them, and I didn't get any presents for that.
Well, a lot of people think this is the most ridiculous thing they've ever heard. Lads, I have four kids. I've never heard such rubbish. However, after my second baby, who's now 15, my husband got me a signed Michael Schumacher limited edition print. I was absolutely delighted, as I love Formula One.
And here's one, Adrian. This is very good. One on Twitter here. And this is sort of a twist on it. When my wife gave birth to her fourth child, she gave me a push present. What do you think it was?
A buggy?
No.
No?
So his wife gave birth to her fourth child, and instead of him giving the push present, she gave him the push present. She paid for a vasectomy for me. What a great present.
Years ago, according to this message, men would buy a ring after each child. Really? So if you had a big family, you were buying...
There's a woman walking around Crumlin who's had 12 children. And literally her fingers, she looks like BA from the A-Team.
It's been around for donkey's years, says this message. Push present is just a stupid modern name. Our mothers and grandmothers would have always gotten an eternity ring after their firstborn. Which I didn't realise was actually a thing.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher. For beds, flooring and more. 98FM.